Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
So, first of all, I'd like to welcome all the devotees for this session. So, in introduction, we want to stress the purpose, qualification for this seminar. The purpose is to create awareness in the devotees, those who are chanting for a long time now. Just like Prabhupada says, it's time for boiling the milk now. Initially it was okay, Prabhupada accepted services, but now he wanted to concentrate on healing and chanting, because that is the foundation of our devotional life. The more foundation is solid, the more it can sustain. Similarly, our spiritual building can sustain on all the onslaughts, because in ISKCON we have to hear so many things, see so many things, witness so many things, and that may shake our foundation. The things, the way they are going nowadays, we are hearing so many things through internet, through media, and that may cause very great calamity in your spiritual life. And that's how so many devotees are living this moment. Even though this is a simplest process given in Kali Yuga, even though Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Raj Vidya Raj Vriyam Pavitram Kamuttara Pratyaksha Avagamam Susukam. As Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. But still, even though the highest philosophy is given, highest mantra is given, we are getting highest association. Nowhere in other sampradayas we get this association of so many sannyasis, so many advanced devotees. So many powerful literatures are there. But still, why the devotees are fading from Krishna consciousness? That is a million-dollar question. Yes. So, the purpose of this seminar is to create awareness. As it is said that awareness of inattentive chanting is also victory. If we are aware where we are committing blunders, why devotees are failing, then we can reform. The first step in reformation is to at least identify and accept the mistakes we are committing. So, purpose of this seminar is to create awareness, not create fear among devotees, because we are going to show so many slides, very horrific slides, in connection to inattentive chanting. Because that is not purpose. We have not come from Mumbai to create fear in the minds of people, devotees. To create awareness. Because if we don't reform now, then coming generations will be facing more problems. And we will be responsible for that. So we have to set standard. Because Acharya has given some standard or platform on which we have to chant. But unfortunately, in ISKCON nowadays, we are chanting or doing devotional service according to our own mind.
and by our own mind we can't do devotional service. Bhakti means according to the syllabus given by acharyas. You can't say in the exam, I like India Today, I am going to give exam on India Today. The examiner will say, you can give exam on India Today, but you will not pass. Similarly, if you want to get the highest benefit from this sampradaya, Brahma Madhya Gauri sampradaya, what is promised, you will not be getting. If you do bhakti according to your own mind, according to your own standards. So, acharyas have set these standards. At least we should know what are the standards. Because nowadays we are chanting according to our whims. While watching TV, while driving, while doing window shopping, while reading newspaper, doing prajalpa, gramya katha, while talking on mobile. So these are not the standards. That's why day by day the devotees are facing more and more problems, because the foundation is not solid. It is said in construction line 30-40% of time, energy and everything goes in building the foundation. Then that building stands on the foundation. And once the building is complete, nobody sees the foundation. Similarly, if you want to have a solid foundation in devotional life, if you want to continue devotional life till your last breath, you have to have a solid foundation. So, bhakti begins with hearing and chanting, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. And that is causing main problem. Because we are not watering the Bhakti Lata Bish. We have gotten this Bhakti Lata Bish. Brahmanda Brahmitre Kona Bhagyavana Jeeva Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Bish. After that, it's our responsibility to very carefully, attentively and lovingly water that Bhakti Lata Bish. Watering is called as Sinchan. If you water the Bhakti Lata Bish carefully, then it is going to grow and ultimately reach the lotus feet of Lord Krishna in Goloka. And there we are going to get the ultimate fruit of Krishna Prema. So right now we are watering the Bhakti Lata Bish, not so attentively. That's why other creepers are growing, weeds are growing. Just like if you don't water a particular tree or root of the tree, then around or surrounding creepers, they start sucking the water and they grow and they choke up the main creeper. Similarly, these weeds are compared to anarthas, and day by day these anarthas are growing. Why? Because of this, we are suffocating. Shastra says, when you see a Vaishnava, you should be in ecstasy. But nowadays, by seeing Vaishnava, we are rooting, changing the root. So why is this happening? When you chant, you should be more inclined to do positive devotions. Nowadays, after chanting, we are trying to run away from services. So, this is not a good sign. That's why it is said that Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if you want to go back home, back to Godhead, like a bird, you have to have two wings. First wing is attentive hearing and chanting, and second wing is attentive dealings with Vaishnavas, Vaishnava etiquette, Vaishnava sadachar. Because this Vaishnava etiquette is going to give us ticket back home, back to Godhead. Because devotees are more dear to Krishna. As Krishna says in Bhagavatam, Devan Kato to Uddhava, Madhbhakta Puja Dhikabi. In Adi Purana, he says to Arjuna, O Arjuna, one who says he is my devotee, he is not my devotee. Who is devotee of my devotee is my devotee. So if you want to become dear to Krishna, you have to respect. As very nicely elaborated by Gaurang Prabhu, culture of respect. So we have to have respect for devotees. And that is only possible when you hear attentively. Every problem begins with inattentiveness. Just like in material world, if you are not attentive while crossing the railway track, what happens? You lose your life. If you are not attentive while working on lathe machine, you lose your hands, legs. So in material world, each and everything and everybody is attracting our attention, diverting our attention through our mind. And that is the main job of Maya. Through our mind, she is distracting, diverting our attention from devotional life. Therefore, whenever you see, you go on, go in a radio station, announcement is there. What announcement is there? Kripaya Dhyan Dijiye. If you go on airport, announcement is there. May have your attention, please. So each and every thing, every person is diverting our attention. And that's why we are facing so many problems. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that is the main cause of our downfall. Parashati. The sloka comes, Dhaito Vishayan Kumsa Sangaste Shukajayate Sangat Sanjayate Kamat Krodhu Vijayate. So this is the chain of fall down. Ultimately, pranashati. Pranashati means not partial destruction, total destruction. So, dhyayate vishayan kumsa. When you contemplate on sense objects, instead of contemplating on Krishna's lotus feet, Krishna's holy name, Krishna's devotees, the downfall starts. So, here it is said that dhyayate vishayan kumsa. More deadly than poison is, poison is called as wish. More deadly than wish is vishaya vastu, sense object. So to say that when you drink the wish or poison through your mouth and when it goes in the stomach, it starts working. And ultimately the person loses his life. But you don't have to drink vishaya vastu, sense object. Even if you just contemplate with one sense, destruction is sure. Destruction of not only body but of soul also. Because the main nature of soul is finish. The main nature of soul is your, what you call Jivera Swarupa Krishna Vyatas. That is finish. So here it is said that unfortunately after coming to devotional service also we have diverted our attention. Instead of concentrating our attention on spiritual activities, during those activities we are diverting our attention, and that's why we are facing so many problems. As it is said that everything becomes inattention. If you are not attentive in hearing and chanting, then you don't understand the glory of Vaishnavas and you start committing offenses. You start seeing them on body consciousness. You don't understand the importance of spiritual master, how dear he is to Supreme Lord. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada nangati vito. So everything begins with inattention. You don't understand the importance of devotees, spiritual master, dham, deities and name. So everything begins with inattention. Therefore, it is said that if you are attentive, then you can continue in devotional life. So, as we said, the purpose of this seminar is to create awareness about attentive hearing and chanting. Not to create fear in the minds. Because as soon as we start discussing one particular topic in the assembly of devotees, immediately they become horrified. Just like in open discussion, when you discuss in Karmi Circle one topic, they immediately stop you. That is, subject is of death. They immediately start worrying and they immediately stop this topic. Is that you don't have any other subject? Just stop this subject. Similarly,
Ashubh mat bolo.
Similarly, as soon as we start this topic of hearing and chanting, especially chanting japa, immediately devotees get scared. Because they think now this subject will reveal on what level I am. So Prabhupada says, if our whole spiritual life depends on 99% on hearing and chanting, then why we are not discussing this topic? This is so important that whole spiritual life depends on hearing and chanting. Then why we are not discussing this topic and why we are hiding? Why we are running away from this? That means there is something basically wrong. Dal mein kuch kala hai. Dal mein kala nahi, dal hi kali hai. Therefore, he had said that we have to again make an endeavor, sincere endeavor, serious effort in this regard. Otherwise, we will be losing our spiritual life. So here we are going to discuss this topic in great detail for the first time. And as I said, it is like open heart surgery. Or we call it as open heart surgery without anesthesia. Very bitter medicine, because for the first time we are discussing in a great detail. And it will be very difficult for some of the devotees, because so many devotees came and told me that it was very, very heavy session. For the first time we were hearing all this. Is it true? Or you are just creating fear? No. It's true. Why we don't discuss this in open forum or Sunday feast? Because new people will get scared. There are so many problems. Why to take chanting? Better stop chanting. Therefore, we have only invited those who are very sincere, those who are having faith. They can understand what are the problems. And if you don't reform now, then there is no question of reforming at later stage. Therefore, two qualifications are required. First is humility. With humility, you have to accept that I am not chanting attentively. As I said, when you accept with humility, then you can reform. Because the main function of the mind is to protect our false ego. And when we are going to discuss this, mind will not accept this. But if you have humility, then it is possible to accept. Therefore, with humility, we have to accept that I am not chanting attentively. So, humility attracts holy name. Pranadapi Sui Chena Tadori Vasarishna Amanina Mahanadina Kyupresa. So first thing is humility, that I am not chanting properly. And second thing is we have to have unflinching faith. That whatever we are going to say and show here, we have to accept it with unflinching faith, that then the medicine is going to work, then the seminar is going to help us. So these two qualifications are required in order to get 100% benefit from this seminar. Humility and unflinching faith. Because without faith, you can't purchase by holy name. Shraddha mulle shuddhanam sevate trikaya. So these two things are required. Then this seminar is going to work. Otherwise, we may hear with ears and give with other ear. That's why the name of our institute is called as ISKCON. ISKCON means ISKCON se USKCON. Means hearing from one ear and giving up from another ear. That is the meaning of ISKCON. ISKCON se USKCON. So, chali jayenge USKCON phir. They will not be getting the benefit or what Prabhupada is saying as his mission statement, chant Hare Krishna and happy. That happiness will not be available. So we'll start this seminar with a very horrifying picture.
Are you ready for it?
Center of the seminar is inattentive chanting. It is an invitation for self-destruction. And why this is so, we will come to know after 25 slides. Why this picture we are showing in the beginning itself. An invitation for self-destruction, a sure recipe for spiritual failure. Because the way nowadays ISKCON devotees are chanting is like this poor fellow. In one hand he is having feedback, in another hand he is having remote control. He is sitting before TV and asking. What is asking? What was the 11th offense? Actually there are only 10 offenses. But this poor fellow doesn't know. He is asking what may be the 11th offense. This is the 11th offense. Sitting before TV with feedback and chanting. Or it can compare to the another picture given in this slide. Just like Sheikh Chilli is sitting on the same branch and cutting the branch. So no Nostradam is required to tell his future what is going to happen. Similarly, we are doing the blunder in hearing and chanting. It's compared to this Sheikh Chilli doing the blunder. A third picture depicts the fish on its own accepting invitation for its destruction. Similarly, we are accepting our self-destruction by not chanting attentively Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So introduction we told the purpose, the qualification and what it likes. The second topics we are going to discuss. In the first session, we will be trying to discuss six different meanings or definitions of invitation. The basis of this seminar is 10th offense. What is the 10th offense? It is also an offense to be. So 10th offense plus Madhuri Kadambani, Harinam Chintamani, written by who? Bhaktivinoda Kapoor and Vishwa Chakra. So, for next two sessions, our surgeons for open heart surgery will be Thakur brothers, Vishwa Chakra Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Kapoor. And based on so many lectures of Prabhupada and Sri disciples, we have prepared this seminar. Why we prepared this seminar? Because last 20 years we have seen there are so many calamities in ashram, in grastas. Even though we are having such a expert guidance from His Holiness Radha Maharaj, such a nice congregation, such a nice environment, but still nearly 40 devotees brahmacharis left and so many grastas left. So we are thinking, every day after Sunday feast we announce those who are coming for the first time, please stand on their seat, place. And 30 to 40 new people stand every Sunday after announcement. So we are thinking, we have the same place, same rooms or same hall, new people are coming in, then why we are not getting scarcity of place? But still we are adjusting for last 20 years. Then we came to know that even though the new people are coming from front door, old people are leaving from the back door. So we started thinking, why this is happening? Why the devotees are fading from Krishna consciousness, from ashram, from congregation? Then we did a research or post-mortem, Gauranga Prabhu, Braj Bihari Prabhu or similar devotees. Then ultimately we came to know the main problem why the devotees are leaving Krishna consciousness is morning program. The morning program consists of hearing and chanting. If you don't have morning program, then only morning program. It's a gulf of difference between morning and morning. Because if you are not chanting and hearing and chanting, then whole day will be miserable. miserable. Because you are not completing your round, 16 rounds, that burden will finish you off. Because early morning, Prabhupada has given this special opulence in ISKCON only. No other institute is having this opulence, which opulence given by Prabhupada. That is, in the association of devotees chanting for 2 hours, that opulence is available in ISKCON only. But we are not realizing the opulence, the rare opportunity given by Prabhupada. No other institute has this opulence. So those who were not taking seriously these 2 hours, they started feeling for Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we designed this seminar based on the lectures, especially of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. He has given a very wonderful seminar on Madhuri Kadambini. And here he gives 6 different meanings of inattentive chanting. So we are going to discuss these 6 meanings. Then ultimately, what are the consequences and dangers of inattentive chanting? So this seminar begins with question. Just like every activity begins with question. If you go to Sabji Mandi, vegetable market, you ask, how kg, per kg, what is the rate? You go to office, boss asks the question, why you are so late? When you come to house, wife asks, how got the money? So every activity begins with question. Even the greatest literature, Bhagavad Gita, begins with question. Dharma kshetra, kuru kshetra, samaveta yuyatsuva, mamaka pandava kshetra, kim akurvata sakya. Similarly, we are beginning with questions. Before that, Bhakti Thakur glorifies the holy name. That holy name is the first connection of Jivatma with Krishna and material world. So he gives the analogy, just like even the child is in the womb, he has not seen the mother, but still that connection is formed through the umbilical cord. Similarly, we are in this garbha, it is called as Brahmanda. And our mother, Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, is in spiritual world. But still, again we can get connected to this chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Therefore, this connection can be solidified by attentively watering the Bhakti Lata Vrish. Because Shravan Kirtan is called as Sinchan, watering Bhakti Lata Vrish. The more we carefully water this Bhakti Lata Vrish, that connection can be unbreakable. Then he says that once you establish solid relationship through holy name, then relationship with all the living entities is solidified. Therefore he says, Bhakti Lata Vrish says, if you want to go back to Godhead, you have to have 2 means: attentive hearing and chanting, and attentive dealings with Vaishnavas. Just like when a young lady gets married, as soon as she gets connected to husband through yajna, all other relatives of that husband becomes her relatives. No separate endeavor is done to establish separately relationship with all the relatives. As soon as the lady gets connected in the marriage yajna ceremony, all the relatives of the husband becomes her relatives. Similarly, once we get connected through attentive hearing and chanting and relationship, all relations becomes solidified. Therefore, here it is said that we have to have these 2 things. So he says that there is no other permanent thing in this material world. Nama bina kichu nahi chauda bhuvana maja. Ama bina bindu nahi aama bina bandhu nahi aara kya chitu paara. In this beautiful song, Jeev Jago, he is saying there is only one friend, well-wisher of a Jivatma. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, this material world is dukkhalayam avashashvatam. Nothing in this material world is permanent. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, there are only two permanent things in this material world. One is Jivatma. Why is permanent? Because he is part and parcel of Krishna. Mamevamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhutasanath. And that Jivatma, who is in forgetfulness, drowning in the material existence, material ocean, can be only saved by another permanent thing of this material world. That is only. Therefore, for Jivatma, there is no other friend than Holy Name. Therefore, he says, we have to take shelter of Holy Name. And in Harinamashtakam, it is said that there is no other permanent thing. Satyam, Satyam, Param, Satyam, Hare Nama Yudhya. So by taking shelter of permanent, we can get Param Ananda. As Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna and get. Because only thing which can reach spirit or Jivatma is Holy Name. Because Jivatma is permanent, Shashwat, no other thing of this material world can reach the Shashwat Jivatma, permanent spirit. Only Holy Name reaches another permanent thing can reach Jivatma and can save. Therefore, he is glorifying the Holy Name in the beginning. And then our seminar begins with questions. First question is, Harinam is called as Chintamani, but still, why there is an increase of worry for money, chinta for money? Day by day we are worrying. Actually, for devotees there is no fear. As Govinda says, bhaja hune mana sri nanda nandana abhaya charana. After, once you become devotee, actually there is no fear of this particular world. But still, day by day our worries are increasing. Why did it happen? Because these questions are posed by devotees who left Krishna consciousness. We interviewed them and asked, what was your problem? So many devotees were asking so many questions. And these questions are not asked in open forum. If you ask these questions in open forum, then people will come to know on what state, level you are. What is your consciousness? Therefore, people get afraid to ask these questions. And even the persons, the devotees who have left the consciousness, they are hesitant to ask these questions. But ultimately, when we ask what was the real problem, then they started posing these questions. And why these questions arise? Because we are not chanting and hearing at all. Then these questions arise in the mind, and mind makes it a big thing. And ultimately, we lose faith in hearing and chanting. Therefore, second question asked by some devotees is, even though the Harinam is called as Parasmani, Parasmani means Chintamani. Chintamani means transformation is definite. But even though we are in contact with this Parasmani, Chintamani, Parasmani, why transformation is not taking place? It is called as touchstone. It is but sure when you come in contact with the touchstone, you are going to transform. Just like when a piece of metal comes in contact with touchstone, it becomes gold. Then why our life is not becoming that? Why we are not getting transformed? So this was the question by some of the devotees. Third question was that this Harinam is called as real medicine. He neche aushadhi maya nasivara lagi maha mantra laavati maya. But why this is not working? What is the problem? So we are going to discuss these problems. Why Holy Name is not working? And what is the main cause? And ahead, there are so many questions. The main question was, why there are so many problems, anxieties, worries, even after coming to Krishna consciousness? take him to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, take him shelter of spiritual master. As Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna and Gati. But why we are suffering day by day? What is the problem? And one devotee was saying, it is one thing before coming to Krishna consciousness, we are suffering and forget consciousness. But after coming to Krishna consciousness, after chanting also, we are suffering. What is the cause? So first we are taking these questions, then we are going to answer these questions. Another devotee was saying that, why every day there is a new war? As soon as we take japa, mala, or video. As soon as you take beadbags in your hand, you remember the first shloka of Bhagavad Gita, Dharma Kshetri, Guru Kshetri. No? War is about to be there. So why it's happening? Why this consciousness coming? So, another devotee was saying, why only 60 rounds? Why we want to hide our beadbags in such a place that even if Krishna wants, comes, cannot find it. So Prabhupada says 60 is minimum. And we are so much tired after chanting 60 rounds. Why is happening? If we are chanting attentively, then we should feel, why only 16? Why not 160? Just like Haridas Thakur. So why this is not happening with us? Why the holy name is not working? Why the nectar is not flowing after 20 years or so? They were asking. And other devotees were asking, why the weight of the mala is increasing day by day? First, when we took the mala, it was weighing hardly 50 to 100 grams, being its a limb. After initiation, we got Tulsi mala. It's okay, weight is increased. But after that, it went on increasing the weight. Why it's happening? So Acharya says, the weight of the mala is not increasing, our anartha is increasing. That's why we are not able to feel the... And we are feeling... Shunya itha jagat govinda virhena. In feeling one bead, we are thinking 12 years of passing. Like that. So greatest problem with devotee was that why we are trying to finish our best friend, our religion. Because as we said, there is no other friend in this material world for the Jivatma other than Guru. But still we are trying to finish it every day. That's what it says. When you ask devotees, now you have completed your rounds, what they say? I have finished my rounds. Finish means? Finishing. If he remains, tomorrow we will see him again. Why this consciousness is coming? Why we are speaking this? Because what is there in the heart, it is coming on the tongue. Jo dil mein hai, wo zuba kar raha hai. Similarly, he said that this friend is not an ordinary friend. Just like a friend of yours comes from US or Dubai after 10-15 years, you go to airport to receive him, make a AC cab for him, spend whole day with him, morning lunch, after morning breakfast, afternoon lunch, evening dinner, you take with him. Whole night you sit with him and remember the childhood pastimes. So you take out so much valuable time for a person or a friend who is coming after 10-15 years just to meet you. Then what to speak of the friend who is not only coming to meet you, but want to take you back home, back to your house. How much quality time must be spending with you. The Vajra says, we have to spend quality time with our friend. Just like building relationship in this material world, you have to give quality time. For husband, for wife, for children. Even in office, you have to give quality time. You want to have a nice relationship with your boss. It's not that on the first day, when you get appointment letter, you go in the cabin of a boss and hug him. No, you'll be fired. It takes 5 to 10 years to build a relationship in the material world with boss, with wife, with children. Not to speak of the friend whom we have forgotten since lifetimes. So we have to spend quality time. Instead of that, we are trying to finish this friend who has come not to just meet us, who has come to take us back home. So therefore Acharya says, this is not proper consciousness. Some people are asking, is the process okay or Hare Krishna Mahamantra is still powerful? Why are so many complications? Or is that Mahaprabhu has changed the password in Kali Yuga? Why it's not working nowadays? So, some people are thinking there, why there are so many complications, anxieties, worries? There were not so much worries before taking to this chanting. They are saying that we are like free bird. We are so happy before. But now after taking to this, we are so miserable. Whenever I used to go to cinema, hotel. But now, before doing any act, I have to think 3-4 times. Whether nobody is seeing me, if anybody sees me, will report my counselor, and then all problems start. So we are so much fearful. Devotees are not meant to be fearful. But day by day, our anxieties, miseries are increasing. So, Acharya has compared chanting is like churning the ocean, churning the heart. Just like when the churning of the ocean of milk took place, first came? Poison. It was called as hala. So in the beginning, when we churn our heart, we are also facing hala. We will be in misery. But after some times, when the journey was going on, after some times what came? Ultimately, nectar. So why this nectar is not coming? Nectar full name. Acharyas or some devotees were asking. Another thing is that chanting is compared to cleaning the room, which is not cleaned for so many years. So when you want to use a particular room which is not in use for 1 month, 2 months, when you see from outside through windows, through doors, you don't see the dust. But when you enter in the room with broom and you start brooming the room, you really realize that there is so much dirt, because you start suffocating. All that goes in all the holes, ears, nose, mouth, eyes, and then starts to move. Similarly, in the beginning, chanting is like that, cleansing the room. Our heart is compared to that room, which is not cleansed for lifetimes. So, why after some times we are not getting relief? In material world, what happens when you start cleaning a room, even if it's dirty, not in use for so many months, after some times when you throw out the garbage and you put on the fans, you feel relief. But why we are not getting relief after 20 years or so? So these were questions posed by so many devotees. So answer to all these questions is, there is no problem with process or with Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Mahamantra is always powerful. Because this is given in Brahmanadya, Kali Santara Vakshan by Brahmaji. Iti Shorashaka Namunam, Kali Kalamashtra. Because Mahamantra will be always powerful, even though the effect of Kali may go on increasing, but still Mahamantra will be always powerful. And second thing is, the problem is with us in adopting the process. We are trying to chant according to our own standards. how we like. And we are creating new standards. And these new standards are against the standards given by acharyas. Just like I was telling, you can't say the examiner, I'm going to give exam on India Today because I like India Today. He may say you can give exam, but you are not going to pass in the exam. So we have to go through syllabus. Similarly, we are creating our own standards, forgetting the standards given by acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, and that's why we are facing so many problems day by day. Therefore, whenever Prabhupada used to get letters of his disciples, aspiring disciples, they were writing so many problems. Prabhupada, I have this problem, that problem, I am getting divorced, wife has run away with another devotee, this problem, that problem. Ultimately, Prabhupada used to write them and give solution. But last line he used to write, are you chanting, hearing and chanting attentively? Then there should not be any problem. So that is the standard Prabhupada is given. If you are very careful about your hearing and chanting, then these problems, even though they are there, you will get the power to tolerate them. It's not that after hearing and chanting, these problems are going to be evaporated. No. Problems will be there. As Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, problems will continue till Mahavishnu breathes in. That is the nature of this material. But by hearing and chanting attentively, we are going to get the tolerance. We are going to get the intelligence how to overcome the situation. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Tesham Sapati Yuktana Bhajatam Priti Purvokakam. Priti Purvokakam means with love. Acharya says, attention to small, small details is a sign of love. Very powerful statement. Attention to small, small details is a sign of love. Just like I am coming for a seminar and if my shoes are outside in the door and while coming you see a dog is biting on the shoes and no, this is my shoe, Prabhu's shoes. If you have love for me, then you drive away the dog. If you don't have love, then you say in the mind, why this dog is eating only one shoe? Why not both? So it is called as attention to small, small details is a sign of love. And attention is the heart of devotional service. Therefore, this thing is required that we should chant attentively. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare.
Therefore, problem is that we are not chanting attentively, desperately, feelingly, willingly, and distantly. These things are required. Therefore, Krishna says, Vyavsayatmika Buddhi. Now our buddhis are many branch, Bahushaka. Therefore, Bhagavatam first instruction given is Tasmad Ekena Manasa. Tasmad means, therefore now, Ekena Manasa, with one pointed attention, you have to do this. Because this activity is so powerful, if you do attentively, feelingly, willingly, then it's going to take us from this particular world. Therefore, it is very essential to do this activity with utmost care. Therefore, our chanting should be like this LCD. Why is projection taking place on the screen? Because LCD is working here. So for us, devotees, LCD means, our chanting should be like LCD means, L means loudly, C means clearly, and D means desperately and distinctly. Then the projection of the Hari Name Bhajan will take place in your heart. Therefore, the questions may be thousands, but the answer is that we are not following the process properly. We are not following the standard. According to our own standards, we are trying to perform devotional service, which is not going to give us the ultimate benefit or the things promised by Sadhu Guru Shastra. Krishna Prem, Golok will not be available. Maximum with the standard which we are chanting, we can go to heavenly paradise. But again you have to come back. Again same thing. Punarapi jananam punarapi marnam. Ah, Brahma Bhuvana Lokam. Therefore, why to take again risk? Because hardly 30 to 40 years are remaining. And for this 30 to 40 years, if you chant attentively, distinctly, desperately, feelingly, then you will get the ultimate benefit of Guru. But unfortunately, we are exchanging the eternity for 30 years by not chanting attentively. Therefore, here we said that we have to chant attentively. And all this problem starts because of this 10th offense. Because there are 10 offenses to the holy name. And 10th offense is the greatest. Why? It has been given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Vishwanatha Chakravarti. So, this is the greatest offense. Why? Because remaining 22 hours you will be committing all other 9 offenses. But as soon as you sit for chanting or hearing Bhagavatam, what happens? This 10th offense is committed. What is that? It is also an offense to be inattentive while hearing and chanting. And this offense we commit without mistake while we sit for hearing and chanting. Especially during Japa and Bhagavatam, our mind starts flying because the condition mind has got two wings. First wing is past and second wing is future. And we have got this conditioned mind which flies on two wings, past and future. Therefore, our mind is never ever in present. Therefore, it is said that as soon as you sit for chanting or hearing Bhagavatam, you commit this offense. All other 9 offenses you may be committing during 22 hours. But when you sit for 2 hours or Bhagavatam or Japa, you commit this offense invariably. And that is inattentive. As mind starts flying on two wings. Either the mind is in future or in the past. Always worried about future and lamenting about the past. And that's how what is ours, we lose that also. Only one thing is ours, that is present. And that also we lose in lamenting for past and worrying about future. And therefore, never ever we realize that we are chanting. And that is the problem. Therefore, we said that our greatest enemy is our own mind. No outside people, neighbors, friends, relatives oppose us. The first opposition comes from our own mind. As soon as we take bead bag in your hand. Therefore, we go out to make whole world devotee, thinking that there are so many non-devotees. We think that there are so many non-devotees in Malaysia. We want to make them devotee. After that, we want to make the whole world into devotee. But we forget, Acharya says, that our own mind is a non-devotee substance. And we are getting so much opposition from that mind. Because this mind is conditioned mind. And it is always flying on two wings, past and future. So, as soon as you commit 10th offense, all other offenses start taking place. As soon as you commit 10th offense, it includes 3rd offense. What is the 3rd offense? Guru Avadhi. Because, why this is so? Because while taking initiation, we have promised spiritual master. What do they promise? Not that I will build 108 temples, I will distribute 1 crore books, I will establish 108 goshalas. No. We have promised during initiation before deities. And who are the proofs? Deities, Vaishnavas, fire sacrifice. And while taking Japmala, what we have promised? That I will try to chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mantra at a time. And that we have forgotten. Therefore, all the problems have started. Therefore, Acharya says, taking oaths doesn't bring us closer to God, but keeping them does. Therefore, this seminar is required to remind us what oaths we have taken before all these personalities. Therefore, if you are not able to fulfill the first and foremost order, because this is the first connection with Parampara, with spiritual master, during initiation. And if you are not able to fulfill the first order, how you are going to get the spiritual strength to fulfill all other orders? Therefore, we have to be very careful to follow this one order, which we have given during initiation. So just like in Ramayana, it is said that Sugriva was reminded by two persons, Hanumanji and Lakshmanji. Because Sugriva promised that I will help to recover Sita. But as soon as he got his own wife, he was engrossed in sense gratification. So two people were required to remind him what promise he had given. Similarly, we require seminars like this to remind ourselves what promise we have given and what is our utmost duty. Therefore, Parampara, Srila Prabhupada, spiritual master will be more pleased if you take this one responsibility. What is that responsibility? Pronouncing all the 16 words and trying to hear all these words through our ears. Because as we said during Harinam seminar, the distance between us and the spiritual world is this much only. Whatever we are pronouncing, 60 words, we should take responsibility to bring them in the ears. Then the spiritual master will take our responsibility. Then God will take our responsibility. As saying goes, God help those who help themselves. And what is the greatest help? That we pronounce all the 60 words. And bring them in the earphones. Then medicine is going to work. Then holiness is going to work. Then the mercy is going to flow through ears. Therefore, we have to take this responsibility of attentive hearing and chanting. So, inattentive chanting is mother of all offenses, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Vishwanatha Thakur says. Why is this so? Because as soon as you commit this 10th offense, automatically all the 9 offenses are committed. As they compare this 10th offense as engine, and whereas all other 9 offenses are compared to bogus. As soon as engine starts, no need of telling bogies. Now you also start. As soon as engine starts, bogies starts following. Similarly, as soon as you commit 10th offense, all other offenses start. Just like all other bogies starts running after the engine. So here it is said that inattentive chanting is like mother. Mother means who has got children. So 10th offense is called his mother. Who is going to give birth to so many children, anarthas, apradas. Janni means the same thing. Womb means womb is a place where children are begotten. Similarly, anarthas, apradas are begotten through this womb of 10th offense. It's compared to breeding ground. In breeding ground, if you throw any seeds, when they get proper atmosphere, weather condition, next year you are going to get crops for it. Similarly, it is compared to this breeding ground, and it is cause of all causes, this one of us. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Vishwanatha Thakur say inattentive chanting is mother of all offenses. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives warning. You may escape from all other offenses, all the 9 offenses, but it's impossible to run away from 10th offense. Ultimately, after some years, this offense will caught you. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, don't play with the fire. He warns in one place, in one of his lectures, that Harinam is like a boomerang. In Australia, there is a weapon called boomerang. If you throw that weapon and if it misses the target, it again comes that and finishes the person who is throwing that. Similarly, don't play with the holy name. It is powerful, but also very dangerous if you don't take it seriously. It's hearing and chanting. Therefore, it is said that you may escape from all the offenses. Ultimately, you have to face the inattentive chanting. Just like we are going to show a video where a deer is running away from the roaring of a lion, but is not attentive in running. And ultimately, it is facing the lion. How it is going to, how it is facing, it is shown nicely in this video. Very nice video. You can see here how this deer is running away from the roar of a lion. But ultimately, it is going to face the lion. So this is our situation after 10-15 years, from which we are running, this inattentiveness. Ultimately, after 10-15 years, our condition will be like this deer, because of inattentiveness. And another thing, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that, after some years, you have to pay the price with compound interest for the reactions of inattention. You have to pay with compound interest. Again, we are going to show a nice video where a small child is playing with a baby elephant. He is calling the baby elephant by showing this polo. What do you call it?
Mint.
And as soon as the baby elephant is coming, he is taking away his handbag and making fun with that baby elephant. And he is committing elephant offense. And this elephant is growing after 10-15 years, and this boy is also growing. And now what happens? We are going to see how this elephant is taking its revenge with compound interest. Calling the holy name, just like this boy is calling this baby elephant. We are also calling the holy name. And out of mercy, the holy name is coming from Golak, Golokera Prendam. And when it is coming, we are closing our ears, just like the child is taking away his hand back. We are also closing the ear holes and not allowing the holy name. Even though we are calling, we are not allowing him to enter. So we are doing the same thing, just like a child is doing here. He is making fun of that baby. We are also making fun of the holy name. We are playing with the fire. Or playing with the elephant like this. So, this is the problem. Therefore, he says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the effect of inattentive chanting, your ears will catch you and you can't escape. Just like in this picture, it is shown that this particular small deer is under complete grip of his, what do you call, chitta? Leopard. And this particular living entity is under the grip of crocodile's jaws, death of jaw. So it is highly impossible to get out of these grips now. Similarly, after 10-15 years, we will be under complete grip of this inattentive chanting, and there is no way to escape. Therefore, we are trying to create awareness, because so many devotees are facing problems after 10-15 years. And what are the consequences we are going to show after some time? What love is that we see now? In their spiritual life, what is life? So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, everything begins with inactivity. Even though bhakti is called as shubhada, auspicious, but even after coming to Krishna consciousness, misfortune will start following us. Why? Because all our misfortune stems from inattentive chanting. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, bhakti is called shubhada, auspicious. But here Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, even misfortune stems from this inattentive chanting. Because who is Bhagavan, as we said in Harinam seminar, Brahman Vrindhi Pol Bhagavan.